It's time to talk slot cars and car racing. We've got with us Carrera President Frank Thiessen joining us. Carrera, thanks for hanging on the line this morning, Frank. I guess for people not familiar with Carrera, talk about sort of the things that you have available for people in the world of slot cars and RC racing.
So basically everything that you can imagine in slot car racing, Carrera is providing the consumer. Carrera is the most famous brand in that area, and we are basically covering everything for our littlest and smallest fans, starting with 3 years of age up to older guys like me who never could let go of slot car racing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What's the passion that you have for this, and tell us, for people who maybe one time had a set or put something away, what's the new draw for it?
And we're always stuck with it. And as you can hear from my accent, so I'm not originally from the U.S., I'm originally from Germany, and Carrera is a German brand. So I got my first Carrera slot car set when I was just 10 years old and basically never let go. It always stayed with me through the times when I got kids and I played with them, and now I have grandkids and still play with them on the Carrera slot cars and race sets. And the product also developed from when I was a kid in the 70s, when it was relatively simple, an analog set. It was two cars on a slot car track, and you were just competing against each other. Basically, that's still the same, but of course, technology progressed forward, and nowadays you can race up to six cars against each other with our digital tracks, and you can have virtual fuel in your cars, where you then have to manage that you do not run out of fuel like in a real race, and you can set braking levels and you can set speed levels so that more trained drivers can race against somebody who's not as experienced.
I received my first slot car racing set for Christmas of 1963, so I guess I'm kind of old school, but the idea of watching your fuel like NASCAR racers do, that's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it definitely puts a little more realism into the whole gaming experience and then the racing experience there. And again, as mentioned before, when you can also set different speed levels, so you can, somebody like you or me who maybe are a little bit experienced and know a little bit more about how to do proper slot car racing, can race against a kid of 5-6 years old and maybe who's just learning. And that is the beauty of it. So it brings the families together. So it can be a shared experience there, and everybody is then still on the same level.
When I started, it was just an oval track. But then I guess if you add more track, you can create whatever you have. What was the most intricate kind of a track you've ever raced on or seen or that's available for people to put together?
The most intricate one is basically we have something like little amusement park for Carrera over in Germany, and that has a track in there which is well over 300 feet long. So that is definitely the longest and most intricate one I've ever seen. Myself, I just have a small one, let's say, at home. I think I'm up now to a little bit over 60 feet of track.
Right. So, as long as you don't bring it through the kitchen or the living room or or the dining room table or wherever that would. What is there? Is there any one more country you met? You're from your history in Germany as well as in America. Is there other countries that seem to have gotten onto the slot car racing? Sometimes different countries pick it up and it becomes a passion for them. What do you see worldwide for this?
It definitely has seen an international increase in interest again. And as you might know, so we were just talking about you got it in the 60s. In the 60s, it was basically the heydays of slot car racing when you could go to tracks. And there were over, at one point, 25,000 open tracks here in the U.S. where you could take your car and race it against other people. That definitely has come down. But in the last couple of years, we definitely have seen again an upswing in interest there. People are interested to do that and detach themselves from all the computer screens, which we spend so much time with every day. And it's really international. It's not focused on one country. It is here in the U.S. It is in Canada. We also see interest in Latin America. And, of course, over in Europe, where everything started at one point, in Germany, in Austria, in the U.K.
Frank, what scale are your products?
We have various scales, so that it also caters then to whatever space you have. We have our Carrera Go line, which is a 1/43 scale, which is mostly targeted to kids, but it's very realistic. And then the most successful scale for us is the 1/32 scale. That is where Bentley, which has all the additional functions, which I mentioned before, with the virtual fuel and the braking and the adjustable speed levels.
We were talking this morning with Frank Thiessen, president of Carrera, and we're talking about slot cars, getting people in enjoying with this. And sort of this past year, a lot of people have been at home. This is kind of a family activity. And I guess you mentioned from different ages, but so how do you increase the skill level, or what are some of the early introductions for young, real young kids, so that they can enjoy it and then advance to maybe what their older siblings are doing?
It really depends on the age. So we have a range also which we call Carrera First. That is basically starting at a 3-year-old. That is pretty much toned down in speed. And additionally, the cars have little magnets on the underside so that they're really stuck to the track, so that even the 3- or 4-year-olds have an enjoyable experience and the cars are not constantly flying off the track and that they are just getting discouraged. Then on the other scales, it is really just about training. It is repetition, and the kids will figure it out relatively quickly. And they also learn a couple of valuable lessons about how to drive a car, even in a smaller format. But it's about centrifugal forces, and it is about gravity. That's all a little bit that they also pick up when playing with our slot car sets.
That's great. You mentioned technology. Is there other things that go on with it, like an app or, you know, Bluetooth or any kind of connectivity, or maybe even people who do they put videos of their racing online? I haven't investigated too much to that.
Oh, yeah. If you look on YouTube, you will find a gazillion videos there of very intricate sets where people take pride in what they have built at home in their basements or in their garages or on the dining table. And also about races, the competitions. There are also local competitions going on, which then also are posted on various channels, but definitely also on YouTube. And, yeah, we have an app, of course, so that you can actually do a little bit more detailed analysis and statistics on your races. That is all available.
Sounds great. Frank, if people want to find out of what's going on with Carrera, where's a good place to get the details on it?
Just go online, carrera-toys.com, and from there you will find all the information you need.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Frank. We hope to get started some folks racing this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.